Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Wherever you are hearing the sound of my voice, I welcome you to Affirmations Works. If you are new to this podcast, thank you so much for joining us. If you are returning to this podcast, a double thank you so much for coming back for another episode. I truly appreciate it. So I want to talk to you today, and I don't know why I got moved to go in this direction. And so what I try to do is I try to just go where I'm being moved to go, right? Because if I'm being moved in that direction, that means someone out there needs to hear this. And so I want to talk to you today about your uniqueness. Your little light. And so we're going to start today, of course, by reading from the Daily Word, which is a Unity publication, and it's about unique. I make a unique contribution to the world. My spirituality is as unique as I am. I celebrate my soul's distinctive expression and don't need to conform to anyone else's idea of what this should be. I also don't have to hold on to spiritual ideas I may have outgrown. Instead, I let my uniqueness fully express and make a joyous contribution to the world around me. I resist the urge to look outside myself for validation and recognize that I am more than validated by the presence of God moving in, through, and as me. There is joyous freedom in this realization. I contribute to life with creative energy and zeal, all that is unique to me. I feel playful as I awaken to my expressive spirit. I am one of a kind. And so it is. Those words just make me feel so good. I am one of a kind. Wherever you are right now, I want you to say that. I am one of a kind. You are unique. You are special. You are made in the image and likeness of your creator. And I don't know if you grew up with this little song, and I'm a singer, and y'all know I can't sing, so nobody laugh. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Did you grow up with that song? Because if you did, you know, it means this is my light. I have a light inside of me that the world should see, right? And what happened is, at least for me, when we're taught that song, we're, you know, pretty young. Maybe we're 5, 6 years old. I remember this song kind of being taught like, you know, in Sunday school and church, you know, right? And so this song is an old song that was supposed to put in your soul and your spirit that you are one with God and that you are the light of God, right? That it shines through you. The problem with it is that it's taught to you at an age where, yes, you do absorb it. Yes, you do hear it. But as you go through life, you get so many negative impacts and so many other negative messages that contradict that message, that that message kind of gets pushed down and you forget that you have a little light that you need to let shine, right? That's your purpose. That's your reason. You have a light in you. You came to this earth to do something. You know, we look at our leaders, right? our world leaders, Gandhi and Mother Teresa and Martin Luther King. And, you know, we look at world leaders and we say, wow, look at what they've accomplished. Look what they did. Look at the movement they made, right? A global movement. Look at that. And we're in awe of it. But we forget that we all have that light. And our light may not be a Gandhi light, but it may be a light that shines in our little neighborhood, on our little street, right? In our little group of friends, you know, in our little social setting. So just because your light is not the biggest, brightest light, it's a light that's needed. So what is your light? Are you a healer? You know, there's some people who just their mere words are calming. You know, have you ever had a situation, and I know you have, where someone, a friend, has had a loved one pass away, and you are lost for words of what to say to that person? It's the most awkward thing ever, right? Because you want to express your love for the person. You want to express your desire that you're sad that they lost someone that they love, but you just, the words just don't come, right? They're just awkward. And to say, I'm sorry for your loss seems so copy and paste that it's like, right? But there are people out amongst us that's their light. That's their gift. The words come to them naturally and just flow, and they can sit and say things to you and you feel calm. That's their gift. That's their little light. What about laughter? You can heal with laughter. I used to work with this young lady. I loved her. You know why I loved her? Because she had the best laugh. She had the best laugh. When she laughed, like, the whole room laughed. Even if you didn't think the joke was funny or what was being said was funny, because you weren't really focused on that thing, you were listening to the quality of her laugh. It came from her gut. It came up and just out. And it was just so fun to be around, you know? And so people liked to be around her because she laughed a lot. She had this spirit of life and she laughed a lot, and it made you feel good. And that was her light. That was her gift. And then some people can just walk into a room and you feel calm, right? Their mere presence, you just feel like, wow. You know, they just have this calming effect about them. They're not saying anything special. They're not doing anything special. They're not dressed a certain way. They don't have any special garbs on. It's just their presence is calming. That is their light, right? And then you have people who are peacemakers. Are you a peacemaker? You see, you are a peacemaker if everybody comes to you to be in the middle of it to solve the problem, right? This side is against this side, and they're coming to you and they're saying, you know, this sister or this brother or this aunt and this uncle are fighting, and, you know, or this neighbor and this neighbor, right? Somehow or another, you get in the middle of that. And you kind of always ask yourself, how did I get in this, right? How I'm not even in this. How did I get in this? You know how you got in there? Because you're a peacemaker. Because that's your light. Because other people feel and see that light about you, that you're a peacemaker. So they come to you to do what? Create peace, right? Settle this argument, you know? Help us figure this out. Why did she say that about me? And why did he do this? And why did da, 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 da? And you're in the middle of it. And that can feel like a heavy burden, right? And you could say to yourself, I'm so tired. I'm so tired of these people coming to me and putting me in the middle of this. And I don't want to be in it. I don't want it. I don't want no part of it. I don't want to be in the middle of this. You know, I'm not going to be in the middle of this. Well, let me tell you something. You are going to be in the middle because that's your light. You can't run away from your light. People are going to always find you, and they're going to come because you're a peacemaker. Or are you an advisor? You know, some people have the gift of being an advisor. And usually pretty much like the peacemaker, they don't mean to be. They really don't. They're not seeking out, hear ye, I have advice over here, right? They're not doing that. But very much like the peacemaker, people come to them and seek out their counsel and seek out their wisdom and seek answers. And what should I do? And this happened. And they want to tell you their story from the beginning to the end, trust me. And they want to know, what should I do, right? And you feel like that's happening over and over and over again. And of course you tell them, because guess what? You're an advisor. That's your light. That's what you do. So of course you tell them. And let me say this to you, much like the peacemaker, it can feel like a very heavy burden. You can feel like, oh gosh, I'm tired. I wish people would leave me alone. They will not. They will not. They cannot. Because that's what you came on earth to do. So understand that sometimes you are going to feel like you are want to run away from your light. But I want you to embrace your light. I want you to understand the gift that it is. I want you to understand what your light does for your little corner of the world. Okay? No, it's not a Gandhi light. No, it's not a Mother Teresa light. It's probably not going to set the world turning a different spin, right? You may not go down in the history books, but your light is necessary for where you live, for where you are, for what's happening in your immediate world. Your light is necessary. So don't run away from it. Learn to embrace it. Learn to thank the Creator for it. Learn to be at peace with it. Learn to find ways to replenish your soul, whatever that be, whatever you like to do that replenishes your soul, so that you can continue to be the light that you were meant to be. So I hope today this is something that you're going to sit down and think about, because each one of us has a light. You are not here for no purpose. You're not just here flopping around. You have an inner being reason for being here. You have a light. What the song say? This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine, right? Let your light shine. Be okay with it. It is not a burden. Change your attitude about it. It is a gift. It is a gift. So I hope that this has been helpful to you, whoever you are that I am speaking to. I hope that you can understand that you need to nourish your gift. Be thankful for your gift. And show your gift off to the world. Let your light shine. And as always, I wish you nothing but blessings.